We are back inside the film room on Giants.com to take a look at coach's tape, break down Big Blue. To do it is former Giants center Sean O'Hara. And Sean, today we're going to take a look at a guy that joined the Giants after week one, and that's John Connor. And boy, he lived up to his nickname, the Terminator.
John, I think the Giants were very lucky to pick up a guy like John Connor because he brings a lot of things to a run game, physical ability, the toughness, but he does a great job at the second level. Let's take a look at John Connor getting up to the second level. And here's what the fullback loves to do. Getting one-on-one with a linebacker, leading up, this is where you hang your hat if you're a fullback. And John Connor, this is a little draw play right here, but look at him. Look at the great movement. I mean, he's got great hips, great explosion. He gets great movement on the linebacker right there. Opens up a great hole for Andre Brown. I know the running backs love a fullback that can really pave the way for them on the second level.
And it looked like Ernie Sims wanted absolutely no part of him on that play.
He did not. He did not want any part of John Connor.
And another guy that wanted no part of John Connor was defensive back Charles Woodson, who tries to seal the edge here. Not when John Connor's around.
Yeah, Charles Woodson's been around the NFL a long time, and he knows a big, strong fullback when he sees one. And down here on the goal line, he doesn't want to get posterized by anybody. But right here, John Connor does a great job. Number one, sorting through the traffic, because you never know when an unblocked defender is going to penetrate. But look at John Connor on Charles Woodson right here. I mean, the redirect right here. Charles Woodson wants no part of John Connor. You could see the power that he brings. That's an easy walk-in for Andre Brown on the goal line.
Now, John Connor is a guy that has proven he can be a battering ram like that in the running game. Where does he need to improve?
I think for John Connor, the one thing you would want to do as a fullback is to say, look, you don't need to just bring me in on first and second down, known running downs, and then only use me as a blocker. I think as a fullback, one of the things you always want to do, you want to show coaches that I can catch the football too, because then that allows the play action ability as a fullback. Now you can bring him in and everybody's thinking, hey, it's run, run, run. And now you leak the fullback out into the flat and now he becomes a receiver. I think that's a fullback's dream, to catch footballs and to catch touchdown passes. That's probably one area where John Connor can improve.
And we've seen Ben McAdoo and his former team in Green Bay. John Kuhn's a guy that does that all the time.
He's a guy that they throw the ball to. He's also a guy that gets a lot of fullback dives, especially down in the goal line in a short yardage situation. So that's something that I'm sure John Connor would relish the opportunity for.
Sean, appreciate the time.
Thanks, John.
We'll see you next time inside the film room right here on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.